Star Wars 7x7 episode 1809. Today, I'm sharing with you my initial reactions to the Vader Immortal virtual reality experience and story that debuted on the Oculus Quest at Star Wars Celebration Chicago. Let's get into it. Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod and this is Star Wars 7x7. Thank you so much for joining me for this episode. And here is the deal. So back in April at Celebration Chicago, among, you know, many things that were debuted or teased or hinted at or, you know, little peeks given into, Vader Immortal was one of those things. And that, in case you need the refresher, is the virtual reality series. It is the first of three parts, or at least the one that has just been released is the first of three parts of a story that's only being told on Oculus, the virtual reality platform. And they were also doing demonstrations of this at Celebration Chicago with the Oculus Quest, which is the standalone headset, meaning that it isn't connected with wires to a personal computer or anything like that. No, it is just the device itself, and it hooks up via Bluetooth to your smartphone and all that fun stuff. And they were saying, you know, this is only going to be available on the Oculus Quest, or the Oculus, I guess, Rift, I think is the other one, which is the wired one. And while that is sort of true on the one hand, on the other hand, if you hunt around on YouTube, you can find videos of the gameplay for Vader Immortal, which, you know, I don't know how people do this, honestly. I'm so grateful for it, but be that as it may, at Celebration Chicago, as I mentioned, they were allowing people to come in and demo some of the stuff within Vader Immortal, about 5 minutes of which, you know, part was story and part was the lightsaber dojo where you actually train with a lightsaber. And the PR people at Oculus / Lucasfilm / ILM X-Lab were very kind and gracious and allowed me to come in and do the demo. And I have video of my reaction immediately after having done the demo, and I don't think I've shared that with you. In fact, I know I haven't shared that with you. So I thought that's what I would share with you today prior to longer discussions of Vader Immortal and the story itself. So that's what I've got for you today, and I'm going to share that with you after the break. So coming up, we're just going to take, you know, a quick sponsor break, like we usually do on every episode, and then you will have the video of me dealing with my initial reactions and over Vader Immortal and the demo from Celebration Chicago. So stay tuned for that. And before I go, let me just simply say thank you, as always, for joining me for this and every episode of Star Wars 7x7, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be. Now stay tuned. Hey, Rebel Rouser. If you've got a business that needs to reach a dedicated audience of Star Wars fans, or you know somebody who does, then you might want to reach out to me. I've got a show that reaches thousands of people between the audio version, the video version, and our social media channels, and I'd love to find out how I can help you with your business ventures too. Just reach out at sw7x7.com/sponsors, that's plural, sponsors, that's sw7x7.com/sponsors, and let's see how we can work together. He's behind me, isn't he? Hey, Rebel Rouser, it's Alan from Star Wars 7x7. I just got a chance to do this, and I'm so grateful to the PR team at ILM X-Lab for managing to give me a chance to do the VR demo for Vader Immortal. And oh my goodness, when Vader walks in on you, I mean, I was asking them if they had ever done studies where, you know, they put EKG stuff on people to see about what their heart rates did, how their breathing was affected by it. Because I tell you, my heart started racing when Vader came in the room. Like, the sense of, you know, intimacy that they've talked about, and, you know, not intimacy in a good way, like an intimidating intimacy. Like, it's palpable. It is absolutely unreal. Like, there are moments where I fully expect to be force choked. I'm so glad that the virtual reality thing does not include like a cuff that goes around your neck that they could like pump like a blood pressure cuff or anything like that, because I could see it happening. So we talked in a previous episode about what happens in this demo, and it's
a very short demo as, you know, it would be, because there, you know, are tons of people here and they're trying to get as many people to experience this as possible. But, you know, you get tasked to do, you know, a little thing for Vader to see whether you are the candidate that he's looking for. And, you know, as I'm training, I'm not a virtual reality, you know, that experienced person necessarily. So as I'm trying to figure out how to manipulate the thing that you're presented with in the virtual reality space, and it's not working, you're not getting it to do what it's supposed to do. Like, you can feel the sense of panic rising in your body. And like, I'm having to remind myself to breathe because it's just, you know, it's so tense. And, you know, ultimately you get it to work. And everything's fine, but yeah, the lightsaber dojo thing is very awesome. They had three levels that you could play, but as was explained to me, they are not necessarily three consecutive levels. They are basically like an easy, medium, and hard, so you can just get a sense of how difficult things are going to be. It's incredibly impressive, and they're still sticking with a spring 2019 launch. It will launch with the headset itself. But, you know, we've still got 2 months in spring, so they haven't locked down that day yet. Anyway, I gotta say, first experience, it's absolutely uncanny, unreal, and, you know, emotionally impactful. So, again, thank you so much to ILM X Lab for giving me the opportunity to do this and to share this with you as well. We'll talk more about this in one of the regular episodes of the show, but for now, that's the scoop. Thank you so much for checking in with me, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
Endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox. It is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other related Star Wars items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyright 2019 by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.